Pete Ferrick. I'm not 100% positive. Were you finished, Kimmel? I did learn it myself. I'm not sure if I taught it.
No, we didn't, because you stopped at that point. You said that's all we're prepared for.
Yeah, that's right.
I did?
Yeah.
I didn't wing it. I thought I winged it till the end of Peric.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You did wing it.
You remember the last thing is the Super Sisters thing. That's how I remember that we did it. Because the last thing is that they used to bury the placenta in order to give the grave a collateral. Yeah. So we did that. Okay, so the beginning of my blessed the Mila.
Snake melon was used as medicine for dissolving clots. And if you want to inject medicine into the body, it helps spread the medicine because it separates the
body. What do they use it for?
Either clot dissolving or if you want to...
Doesn't it kill the guy? What do they do?
Oh, it's...
Okay.
So we have them in the Gemara something about this.
I don't remember what it said, though. All right. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Peivav Amrav Aloch Alf. Rabbeinu Omer Im Lo Tevi Kli Me'Erev Shabbos. This is to do with Bris Mila. If you didn't bring a keli from Erev Shabbos, Mivio B'Shabbos Megula. In other words, you forgot to bring the Mila knife from before Shabbos. You bring it on Shabbos, even it seems to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, uncovered, so everybody knows what you're carrying. If it's a time danger when the goyim forbid Mila, then mechaseh al piyadim, and you can cover it based on witnesses. In other words, somebody should know that you're carrying a mila knife that you showed to be before you start carrying, and then you can carry it. Excuse me. Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer also said, famous man, Rabbi Lezer, of course he made him when he's allowed to cut wood, chop down wood, lasos plumbing to make coals, lasos barzel to make metal, to make a mila knife on Shabbos. He argues, he says, any milach which could have done before Shabbos, any other Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos. Mila itself, which you could not have done before Shabbos, that pushes off its Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said, Avinon Savri Meir, he wanted to say, Behold, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer argues on all mitzvahs, and he holds all machshirei mitzvah during Shabbos. Preparation for all mitzvahs pushes aside Shabbos, no matter what. Okay, mimachitzer, which would mean there's a heck of a lot of things would be allowed to do on Shabbos. Mimachitzer, Rabbi Lezer drosh bikurin. Since Rabbi Lezer had to make zayir shava, he had to make a parallel based on words. Between, because it says bikurin in two different places, meaning ma bikurim shema ba'omer, the bikurim which it says by the korbana omer, when is korbana omer brought, Mr. Zuger? Omer brought. You're an honorary brisker, come on, you should know this. Not right after. Not right after all of Pesach, but right. Right, the first day of Pesach, right. So you're allowed to harvest you have to harvest Omer the night before. Even the night before is Shabbos. Okay, it pushes on Shabbos. So my Bikurim Shemar Omer, Darkon is Shabbos. The word Bikurim is stated by Omer and it pushes on Shabbos. I Bikurim Shemar Stay Lechem, so the Bikurim which are mentioned by the two breads. Mr. Zuger, when the two breads brought. So you're allowed to make the preparations, bake the bread from before Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Now we of course do not paskin. We paskin the baking of the bread for the shnei alechem for the two bread and shavos does not push aside Shabbos. But Rabbi Lezer made a gzeirah shava, and this gzeirah shava he learned out from Omer, just like the Osher pushes Omer pushes aside Shabbos, so too the shnei alechem pushes aside Shabbos. Now by virtue of the fact they needed a gzeirah shava, he needed to have a specific derivation. Adoa Marad, this tells us, lo b'chol dvarim chaluk Rabbi Lezer. Not in all areas do Rabbi Lezer argue, only in these areas. Because otherwise you would say a blanket principle. Instead of making a localized parallel between Omer and two breads, you should say all mitzvahs are the same. The machshirin, the preparations for all mitzvahs, push aside Shabbos, right? So it must be it doesn't hold that way. But lo mitzarchei bleze lidrosh bikurim bikurim. Why does he even need this drasha? Why does he just say it's like mila, right? Elayideshi ikar techiyasan. So he says a good question. I'll answer you. He says since the primary pushing aside. Meaning the mitzvah themselves by these areas, by shtei lechem. Meaning the primary, not by tzir omer. Just since the primary mitzvah, let me say it outside, then we'll say it inside. Since the primary mitzvah by tzir omer, by shtei lechem, is to bring the breads and do tznufon, wave them, because you ultimately sacrifice them. Is that a yes? No, of course not. No. What do you sacrifice? The lambs, right. See, we're with us. Yeah, this is emblazoned on the memory of everybody who... Which was... I forget which Masechta was. I think Yuma, because it's in Avodim. No. What? It was one of the pictures. But where did that picture? We didn't have a picture book on Menachos, did we? Oh, yeah, we did. The Kar Mincha book. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's emblazoned on our memory from Menachos. Were you there with Menachos? A cute little lamb just being led to slaughter here. So the lambs between the two loaves. There's a graphic picture of the Tanufa. So the lambs go to the slaughter and the breads go to the Kohanim to eat. So therefore, the mitzvah done with the bread itself, there's no Shabbos transgression involved. No derites, only the rabbanos. So therefore, that's what he says. Why does this need the Radal says next word should be shvus. Since the primary service with the two breads is a shvus, is only the rabbanon, the waving, umachshire and malacha, and yet you want to permit the preparations which are actual malacha deraisa. So therefore, if you want to allow that, you need a special gzeres kasuv. By mila, you don't need a special gzeres kasuv. Why? And by omri, you don't need a special gzeres kasuv. Why is that? Because there, the primary mitzvah pushes aside Shabbos. By mila, the primary mitzvah is to cut. That pushes aside Shabbos. By omri, the primary mitzvah is to sacrifice. That pushes aside Shabbos. But how would I know that by shtei alechem, by the two breads of the primary mitzvah, is not in and of itself a Shabbos casting off of the Shabbos casting off nature? How do I know the preparations would push aside Shabbos? Only because the gzeira shava bikurin bikurin. That's why I need the parallel.
Can't you say that tanufa is one activity,
including the shechita? What?
With the shechita is one activity.
You could say that. Obviously, the Yerushalmi doesn't. I grant you that you might have said that, but Yerushalmi hasn't. Now, I'm being slightly less than intellectually honest with you, because I'm only giving you one interpretation of one, which is the Radal, the Mashbiach. That's a different interpretation, different girsa, which will work out with your assumption. That in fact, because he doesn't change Shabbos to Shavuos. But he does a complicated thing. Instead of changing Shabbos to Shavuos, he changes Machshirein Melacha to Machshirein Mitzvah. And I don't want to get into it today, but because it's going to take too long. But yeah, it's possible to incorporate what you're saying and play with the gear souls. Hey, to Shami, anything goes. Okay?
While he may say the Ikar Mitzvah by the is Docha Shabbos, by the
Mila?
Gomer? By the Omer. But what does it do for the Hechsher Mitzvah, which was already the night before? That's not at the same time as the Mitzvah was being prepared.
So that's what the Radal says. So the Radal says at the bottom, you could it generates a Svara. Because I could say that since once the door has been opened, the door remains open. Once the mitzvah is one which necessitates the Tchiyah of Shabbos, even the Machshirin can get through that opening. But if there's no entree, because the mitzvah itself is not Docha Shabbos, so then the Machshirin have nothing to follow suit.
That's usually not within the norm of when you say Tchiyah.
You're right, it's not. Because usually
it has to be that same moment.
Grant. Okay, I'm just giving it, you're right. look, you want me to start with dealing with the Mashbiach, I'll give you the Mashbiach. But the Radal, you're right, the Radal is not necessarily airtight, but that's his founding work.
Not only has to be the same one, but the problem with that logic is, first, the Hashem is before the actual Mitzvah.
Yeah, but you see, there is, it's not that difficult, because by Mila you see this precedent. Going right below is by Mila, you see that that's certainly true. By Mila you can do the Makshirin, even though they precede the Mitzvah. So we see certainly there are, he does hold it, that applies. Your argument is that it's not necessarily carte blanche across the board. Maybe, but there is precedent for saying that it does work. Okay, says more further. Hey, Sivun, they asked Kasha, what do you mean? It's not all mitzvahs, but Lulav and Makshir of Dechnas Shabbos. Says Lulav and the Makshir of Lulav, which entails the rice of harvesting, cast aside Shabbos. Says Mar, they responded, Rabbi Yehuda, Lavi and Rosh Hashanah. The harvesting does not cast aside Shabbos, it's only the bringing. You want to bring it, so you forgot it on top of your tree. So you got to climb a tree on Shabbos or to get it. So climb a tree on Shabbos is a.
Instead of saying it short,
what?
It says it long.
Shus, it's a Darabonah. So that we can be Matir in order to get your Lulav. Similarly, I but I shofar makshir of the Shabbos when the shofar and its preparations push aside Shabbos. Says Umore, I'm Rabbi. No, doesn't say name. Laviu michutz atchum. They're to the rabbanon bringing outside the tchum. Tani Kane, is that true? I didn't we learn? Ain one of these both. It says a megardin below megardin. They're both the same word, so one is supposed to be Megarin, according to the Pnei Moshe. So didn't we learn, Ein Megarin Velo Megardin, one is not allowed to smooth, nor to scratch out, Velo Mefarchin, nor to crack. Now the first two have to do with making a shofar on Shabbos. To scratch out and smooth out have to do with the shofar. The Mefarchin, to crack, or to actually to split, has to do splitting a lulav, meaning splitting off the frond you're using from the rest of it. Okay? But the bottom line is that that's the ratio. That's Chachamim. Time Shemer Lezi, and we learned other Bryce and Arab Lezi, Lulav Machshir and Tochen is a Shabbos. That Lulav and its preparations do cast aside Shabbos. So it sounds like Rabbi Lezer and his Bryce are arguing on the Rabbanan and that Bryce. And it must be that we have a Machlokas, and that Rabbi Lezer holds that even though Rices can be done in order to secure a Lulav or a shofar or whatever, right? So it says, I'm Rabbi and Asaka must be seen. And it says that brisa ended. This is a separate brisa.
That's the concept of kinu.
In other words, you see, no, you see before it said tani and then vitani. It's not the same brisa. It's not necessarily all connected. One brisa says you don't do daraisas, and Rabbi Lezer comes along and says, not on that brisa, but independently, you can do the rabbonans. Rabbi Lezer said the machshirim of our derech of since it's not going on the Bryce, which Rabbanan said explicitly you can't do the Raisos, it may well be that he's making a separate statement. And he's saying that you can't do, not the Raisos, because he's not reflecting back on the on another statement, but rather he's saying independently you can't do the Rabbanans. Okay? So we have no evidence that Rabbi Lez allows you to do the Raisos in any other thing in the Torah. Says more, Tani, we learned. Maisa Yavoi Rebbe Krabi Lezer. Once a Maisa happened, a Rebbe Pasuk Krabi Lezer, then he could do Makshir and Mila on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon, Chabu Isa Makshir, the Chevra asked about this. Maro Rebbe Laniach Tivir Chaim Lazer Krabi Lezer, what do Rebbe see? To forsake the words of Chachoyim and do like Rabbi Yehuda, I like Rabbi Lezer. Yochi Verabi, Malochi Karabi, right? Especially Rabbi Lezer, remember where he died?
Arguing about the possibility. They're not arguing about the Metzius.
Right, because he refused to buckle under to the majority, right? Right. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, we asked Rabbi Yehuda, the cutter, guess what he cut?
Arguing about how the possibility came to its conclusion.
Yeah.
Not what the conclusion is.
The Hagozer used to be the terminology for mila. The Schneider. Right? No, it was a barber. Rav Elana, maybe it was also a barber. It's not a steer. Rav Elana, he said to us, "V'mavi shenim a foolish." Let's not exaggerate. Rebbe was a matu d'raisa. He was matu to carry in a mavui in an alley which was not an open thoroughfare. I mean, it wasn't just a rabbi. So it's only the rabbanon. So says the Gemara. So what? Didn't we learn in Brisa also Tauta Mitocho Labati Mati Mitocho? You're not allowed to take objects from inside the Mavli, from the Mavli into a house, and vice versa. So Rami Avareva really goes out on a limb here. KMT, I explained it. Betinok Vizmel Shashov Super Mavli. The kid and the knife were both in the Mavli, and they made the bris in the Mavli. I know where they made the kiddush. But the kid and the knife were in the Mavli, so therefore they could carry the kid and the knife to each other in the Mavli. So in the alley. So it's only the Rabbanon, so that's okay. Okay? So there's more of Ain also the Tatlo B'chol Mavli. It's not also to carry throughout the Mavli. In other words, the kid is one place and the knife is another place. How are you allowed to carry from one to the other? They asked the Rabbi Yosi in this regard. Kemadit Mar, like we learned, became Shoshav Sulchachotzer. Vessels that spend time in a courtyard, right? Metalchin Osa B'chol Chotzer. You're allowed to carry them in the entire courtyard. We've talked about this several times in the Bavli already in Shabbos, right? One is allowed to carry vessels which were in a chotzer from before Shabbos, from chotzer to chotzer, right? Remember that? And with stuff in your backyard, you're allowed to pass over to your neighbor's backyard, even though there's no air between the two of you. Remember we discussed that at all? No. Kagos chotzer karfefas kulan rishu sachas. Okay. So you're allowed to carry for any from one chotzer to another chotzer. So what, and within the self same chotzer, self contained, of course. So what's halacha by mavi, right? Kavosa kelim sheshavs in mavi, tala nosav b'chol mavi or not? So here the punctuation is wrong. Everybody points out here, which says b'shabbos shalun lei. They asked them on Shabbos. See that period? It's a bad period. The Shabbos only they asked the question in Masech the Shabbos. The Lavi Lagivun, he didn't answer them. The law have a Rabbi Yosi Omer Elakom Ilabas Rabbi Yosi only answer each issue in its specific place. Karasun LeErevin, when they came to ask the Shayan Erevin, I'm alone, so he said to them, the Kash is, by the way, why this is all Masech the Shabbos, if he wouldn't answer until they got to Erevin, but Avzu Shalom is not consistent with Rabbi Yosi Shita. So I'm alone, so he said to them, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan, Kalim Shashavsu Ben Mavli, Kalim which spent Shabbos in the Mavli, Metalten Yosom B'chom Mavli, Latkein in Tai Mavli, so not like the Kash we had in Omanav, but rather indeed, if it's spent Shabbos in the Mavli, you'll have to carry them throughout the entire Mavli. With the Kavasah, and similarly,
without the pasuk of Bikinah,
Kalim Sheshav Subachatir, Kalim would spend Shabbos in a courtyard, Metalna Subachal Chatzir, you'll have to carry them entire Chatzir. Rav Amar, Rav argues on this. Rav says, Ametalna Sonel B'arba Amas, you can only carry within four Amas, not throughout the entire Mavli. Which is very interesting because we paskin like Rav. We passing that by Gagos Chateres Karpefos, you can carry from one to the other, but not by a Mavui. Why do I say that's interesting? Because normally Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are also Rabbi Yochanan. But this sheet of Rav, Rabbi Yochanan has not brought down the Bavli at all. The Bavli never brings down that in a Mavui you also have this halacha. They can carry throughout the Mavui, if I recall correctly. You never carry throughout the Mavui without any rectification, as long as it's in the self-contained area. So maybe the Prince of Rav Rabbi Yochanan is only where the Bavli officially brings down Rabbi Yochanan. Where the Bavli doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan, so we don't pask in that way. Just off the top of my head, I don't know if that's there's any sense to what I'm saying. It's a bunch of baloney, but hey, sounds good. So in any event, so says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Brabun. Rav Kadaitiv, Rabbi Yochanan Daitiv, both followed the line of reasoning. How so? Rabbi Yochanan do amar koicha below shituv materis. Rabbi Yochanan, again, as I say, this opinion is not brought down in the Bavli at all. Rabbi Yochanan says that a koicha, a beam across the front of the mavli, is mater. The mavli is now shituv. What shituv? Remember shituv mavos? I don't think we've had it yet this cycle. What is shituv mavos? Right, how they do it? With bread. Same thing as Erev Chatzeres, except for a mavli. Right? So he says you don't need it. It's not necessary. Erev Chatzeres you need for the Chatzeres, you don't need Shetufi Mavos for the mavli. Which is a very big chiddush, right? So, according to his line of reasoning, right? He's saying carry throughout the mavli, right? Even if there's no shituf, because he holds that it's all one entity anyway, regardless. Rav, however, Duamar says Ankor Materis blow shituf. Having a beam at the front of the mavli does not help unless you did shituf, meaning unless you have the gathering of the breads, right? Without that, you can only carry a distance of 4 amos, no more. So why does anybody bother making shituf mavos? What's the point? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boon. Kedei lasas kol shuyas sachas. That's the carrot. It's to help with the houses. Or is in the mavli you can carry regardless. The question is carrying something from house A through its chotzer through the mavli to another chotzer, another house. For that, I need the shidufim mavos, but not to carry internally within the mavli. That it's not necessary for. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi said new issue. Sakit shamila. What happens if you forget a mila knife on Shabbos? We don't pass on the krebulazer. Oysa l'chula. You make for it a chula. Chula means a circle of people. And this you remember, I'm sure, we just had recently, right, in the Bavli and Erevin, right? That you make a circle of people and you walk within the circle. Okay, remember that? A human circle. Mr. Zucker, remember the human circle? Okay. No. Time out. So it says Mar Bar Marina Amar. Bar Marina Havale Uvda. Yeah, it's such a maisa. Shal Rabbi Simon Vishora. Rabbi asked Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Simon was matir. Shal Rabbi Ami. Then he went, Bar Marina went to Rabbi Ami v'asar. He went to ask Shal again to Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami asked it. V'ikmid Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon got upset. Says Mar, why did Rabbi Simon get upset? The Lokein Tani, didn't we learn? And the truth is, I don't think the Bible holds this way. But didn't we learn Nishal Chacham Vihitir? If you went to one Chacham and he was matir for you, Yishal Chacham Acher, you can ask another Chacham Shema Yasar. I think we learned that you're not allowed to ask no matter what. Who else are Psak you got?
That means you pass it the other way. If we get an issue the first time, you go to someone else for a
answer. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it was the other way around, Taka. Hachin Ava Uvda, that's what happened. Shol Rabbi Yami Vasalei. He went to Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasser, Asri. Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Simon, then went to Rabbi Simon, Vashar, and even Mazmater, Ipli Rabbi Yana. And Rabbi Yami got upset. God, all the time, like we learned, Nisha L'chocham V'asar. If you ask the Chocham and he asks you something, Ow, Yisha L'chocham Acher Shem Yatu. Don't go another Chocham. Maybe he'll make it mutter for me. Okay? That's prepared. Rabbi Yami, it's a Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yami, they forgot. They forgot after Chayat the Sitra Ruba. They forgot the keys of the base medrash. Asim Shul and Leis. So the game asked him what to do. Amalon. So he said to them, Katach mun shitfa avar. When you see a shitfa, literally means a flood, but here it means a group of people. When you see a group of people walking, I seen on der chule. Bring it through human circles, you know, human wall. Now, the truth is, although I don't know the Yerushalmi knows it, but the Yerushalmi knows that he meant you can even tell the guys you're going to serve as a wall. to even notify them that they're going to service the wall. So how was he matter such a thing? Chelid Rabbi Yirmiyado. Rabbi Yirmiyado Brice. It says Kol Chule Shenases. Any human wall which is made Beiladas. Whether it's intentional or not, I mean, it's a chul, it's a vow wall. So we hope that even if it's intentional, it's still good. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi Hori Lavien Derech Milah. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi said, bring the key through the Min'olim. Now, what does Min'olim mean? According to the Pnei Moshe, means through the locked chatzeros. Because what we just said, goggles, chatzeros, for car, pay for school, mishusachas, so you can bring it through the chatzeros. According to the Radal, he says it's poshut. What does it mean, b'minolim? In your shoes. Because not there, chotzu, have to take some of your shoes, so therefore it's mutter. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Papa, Hore, interesting. He passed it, lasos chule. In other words, bring in as many factors as possible. It's very consistent sheet of sock nowadays. You see it back then too. Try and make it as mutter as you can from several approaches. First, make the circle of people, and also bring it through your shoes or through the chatzeros.
How come they don't say it and stop every kiyamos?
Question. I don't know. Okay. Rashuva Abdumi had a miser. We had to take a bris mila with Rav Shasha Bray. So the person who eventually became Rav Shasha, obviously when he was 8 days old, he wasn't yet a Rav. Rav Shasha Bray, ancient miser is when he forgot to bring a meal alive. Shalai Mona, so he asked Rai Mona, Amar Lo, so he said, Ta, Tafla. He didn't laugh. Yidagamach, you have to push it off till tomorrow. Shal Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Lezer Amalon. So he asked Yitzhak Rabbi Lezer Amalon. He said to them, he rebuked him. He was nasty to him, I guess. I don't know. He said, Mishcho kunditi lo anshisu. To grind up herbs for spiced wine, that you didn't forget. But to bring up a mila knife, that you forgot. In other words, the kiddush, love and nishfar gesed. You know, but the mila itself, that we forgot. Too bad. Yidach ha-mocha, push it off till tomorrow. Okay? Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Shem, Rav Huna Sam, Asiso Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us, She'asu lasos chule, that one is forbidden to make, that you're not allowed to make a ring, at least not intentionally. Then we learned, Rabbi Lezer, a human ring. That the Tanina, an interesting proof. We learn our Mishnah, Blizzard Rain, Loivu Klim Erev Shabbos. If he didn't bring the Milo knife from before Shabbos, reveal the Shabbos, will he bring it on Shabbos when it's revealed? Now, as says Yerushalmi, Shim Oimrat Kay. If you're going to say like that, like you said, Shemutzel Lazlus, one is allowed to make a human chain. Avuena Motzi Lazlus Chula Mevil, can't he make himself a human chain and bring it? So why does he have to bring it open in front of Adam or close in front of Adam? Let him just do it through the human chain, right? Which is far more superior because they don't have to even push off Shabbos. Now, Gilian Ashas learns here a basic thing, yet nevertheless fascinating. He says, what do we see from here? We see that the even according to Rabbi Lezer holds you allowed to be doing Shabbos, you have to try to minimize it. And that's why the Ushalmi takes it as obvious that were the Chula option available, the human chain, so that Rabbi Lezer would suggest that. Because even though he holds me matris for his Shabbos, or be doches for his Shabbos, push them aside, nonetheless, it would certainly be better to do them with the least pushing aside possible. Okay? Shalil Azoki, very famous mice brought down in the Bavli and Psachim, not in Shabbos. Shalil Azoki, they asked Holy Elder, Mala Sosla Am. What do you do when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? What do you do for the nation? Shloiv Yisrael Kainim Meimoyim, that they didn't bring their knives with them from before Yontif, right? From before Shabbos. So now they can't carry knives to the Beis Hamikdash because there's a Shusa Rabim in the middle. How are they going to get to that? Or how are they going to have enough knives to shechtel the Pesachim? So Amar Lan, so he said to him, I'll tell you the truth. Halacha shamati, I've heard the halacha, v'shachachti, and I forgot. El anichu lam li Yisrael, leave the Jews alone. Imein Nevi'im, they're not prophets, but Nei Nevi'im. They're children of prophets, and they'll figure out intuitively what the right thing is to do. Miyad, immediately, Kol Mishahoya Pisco Totle, anybody's Pesach was a goat, or a Techwa Bikizasa, not a goat, a sheep. He stuck the knife for shechita into the wool of the Korban Pesach. Gidi,
if his Korban Pesach was a goat, which doesn't have much wool,
Haya Kosher Bikronavi would tie it on to the horns of the goat. So nimtzu pischeim mevi'im sakinei mimoyim. That way, the Korban Pesach means the knife with it. That's some sort of poetic justice. So once he saw this, came in shirah ma'aser nizkar halacha. Once he saw his ma'aser, he remembered the halacha as well. What halacha? Remember, on my lohan, he said, kach shamati bimbi bishmayo v'avtalyoin. This I heard from my Rabbeim Shmayin Avtalio, that this is the way to do it. Okay, by putting in the hair or whatever in the horns. Rabbi Tzir Rishon Meleza said, Kol Torah she'ena base of ena Torah. Any Torah which does not come from a father's house, meaning from precedent, is not valid Torah. Now I think why it's what that is, because he probably could have figured this out on his own. Right? That this is a good Eitzah, because it didn't take too much brain to figure this out. But rather, why did he not propose it? Because it's Torah she'en lo beisav, because he never heard it from his rabbi. Well, if he heard it, he forgot it. So therefore, it's preferable for him that somebody else say that instead of him. And who's the somebody else? Obviously, with their collective Ruach HaKodesh, knowing intuitively what to do. Okay. Why? I don't know if that's true. You mean the progenitors of Braised Brisk? Not the current ones. Right, now they already have a Messiah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's possible, yeah. Because they want to get down to Rabbi Yoshua Ben Rabbi Aaron, and of course, once in Eretz Yisrael, then they're all very, very loyal.
They start out from Spur, and now they have the tradition from
the which of course was my point that the briskers are of course not the all briskers but certain one is a hypocrite because the mimetic tradition broke down when it got to him, when it got to the briskers. Okay, you read that article? You didn't read the essay, the defining essay of the late 20th century Judaism. Tell you about Chaim Soloveitchik's essay. Alright, I don't know. I don't think you can go through the rest of your life without having read that article. Learn how you survive. You can learn God's you shall be, but if you don't read this article, it's not going to do any good. All right. What? Yeah. Says more further. Talmud, we learned over there about Pora Aduma. A very interesting comparison we're about to make. We learned by Pora Aduma, Rochav Aleh, if you ride on a Pora Aduma, Nishan Aleh, you lean on it, Nikla Aleh, you dangle on it, Arav Anor, use it to cross a river, Kipa Aleh Hamosera, Mosera is like a leash or a rein or, you know, harness, something like that. Talisole, you put your talis upon its puzzle. The paraduma is no longer kosher. Why? Because the paraduma cannot, of course, do, it's not allowed to do any work of any sort, right? Any melacha. Hadah yafa me'ahi. What you're allowed and not allowed to do by paraduma, you learn out from the Korban Pesach and Erev Shabbos. I mean, Korban Pesach and Shabbos, with Erev Pesach, Shukhal Yosbe Shabbos. And vice versa, Fahi Afa Mi'adah. That learns from here. How so? And the Pora Aduma learns from our case over here by Pesach. What do we learn? Let's say you had the Pora Aduma carry its own knife to be slaughtered. Then that's okay. Kshera, the Pora Aduma doesn't lose its kosher status. Why is that? Because it's trapped away from here. Rabbi Yisai, were it to be a malacha to carry the knife on Shabbos, so could you send your Koran Pesach with the knife into the Beis HaMikdash? No. Because what malacha d'oraisa would you be transgressing then? What malacha Shabbos would you be transgressing? Its own knife, and that's considered malacha. Not the Pora Aduma, the sheep for Koran Pesach. It's carrying its own knife, and that's a malacha. What are you transgressing on Shabbos? More specifically? You're right. I'm looking for a better word. Mechamer. Mechamer means you're having your animal carry a load for you, right? Because Shvi Zemento is more generic, right? Mechamer means to have the animal carry a load. So, it must be that this is not Mechamer. And it must be that Tzorech Kochim is not considered to be, well, it's necessary for the Kochim themselves, that's not considered to be a true Melacha. That's why, so therefore we can extrapolate from that and say, V'Pogah Aduma is carrying its own knife for to slaughter itself, Tzorech Kochim, that also won't pass with the Pora Aduma. You see how we extrapolate it back? If here it's not a malacha, it's not a malacha there either. With the parameter is malacha. It's Ushami type of comparison. Okay? Hyperconnection, right. Now, vice versa. That we learn out from by Shabbos from Pora Aduma. Any avoda for the purpose of kachim is not an avoda. How do we learn out from there? I forgot. So Korban says you put your talus on in order to protect it. That's something by Pora Aduma. You put your talus on and not in order to carry it, not that it should transport your talus, but in order to protect it. In order to preserve it. So that would be for the purpose of the animals, that would be okay also on Shabbos as well. Okay, because that's not considered to be a malacha for you, but for the kachim, and that's okay. Okay, says Gemara. Yeah, but it's intended for your benefit or for the kachim's benefit. That's right. Says Gemara. Yatiru lemaydechule. Why don't they all make ring around the ring around the Koran Pesach and take it all to the Beis HaMikdash that way, right? El Krabiyami must be like Krabiyami. Now that chula doesn't work. When you do it, at least we do midas. And there, of course, would be midas, right? So intentional. So it must be that it doesn't work. Says Marfil Tamer Krabi Simon. You can even say it's going like Krabi Simon. That chula works even intentionally. But Kashem Shanel Mazun, now Mazun. So it's just like Hillel forgot the other Eitzah, he forgot this Eitzah. And I was well, the next day when they remember the Eitzah, this is the Eitzah they remember, right? Says tomorrow, I got another problem. I'm Rabbi Abi. Follow EF Shashesh was not possible for 14 years to pass. Shluchal Yudalios B'Shabbos, where the 14th day of Nisan does not come out of Shabbos. Veloma Nama Alochamim, why did they forget that Alocha? So the truth is, I hold it's not a kasha, because Am Yisrael's collective amnesia. Still today, Erev Pesach, which comes out of Shabbos, We all forget what to do from last Erev Pesach came on Shabbos. Did you ever notice that? There are always new books written on the topic. Why is that? Because the collective amnesia factor. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted and the Bria. But here the Yerushalmi tries to give a less skeptical answer. What? Maybe. But he says the Yerushalmi, they forget. Why they forget it then? In order to give Hillel the great honor of orchestrating the demonstration of the Hanukkah Lim Yisrael that the Am Yisrael is convened and vindicating his stance. Okay? Says Gemara Tani, Rabbi Lezer, make a shape shechita deches haShabbos, just like shechita of the korban push aside Shabbos. Kach machshir shechita, so the preparations for shechita deichin es haShabbos, they push aside Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, boo. He said, lo yitar b'shechita sheyem shal asos me'er Shabbos. Shechita's the Shabbos because you can't do shechita before Shabbos. You can't do shechita on a korban before Shabbos. Torah machshir shechita as opposed to the machshir shechita preparing the night. Sheyem shal asos me'er Shabbos. Good on before Shabbos. Why should you lie to do them on Shabbos? My little Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Imurei tzibri achichwa. I'll give you a very good example. A study which could be done after Shabbos, in this case, but is done on Shabbos nonetheless. What is that? He says the murim of the carbon tzibur. The murim means the fats which go on the mizbeach, which come from a carbon brought on the base of mikdash. So they can be brought on. They could be brought on Motzei Shabbos the murim because they're not makiv. As we know, the only thing which is makiv is what? From carbon, the only thing which is makiv is what? That's Imurim, and that's for the car. That's not even a kachim. That's the Matnos Kuna from Chulin. Chazav Ashok, you were thinking of. No!
Yeah.
Chazav Ashok, go to the Kohanim. That's not Ma'akiv. What's the only thing which is Ma'akiv by carbon? The Suzu. Yeah.
That's the only thing that hasn't been mentioned.
Only blood. The only part of a korban which is necessary to do, absolutely necessary and essential, is the blood. Okay? So if that's the case, so you could push off the putting of the place of the fats which is at Bizbeach until after Shabbos, right? You don't have to do a Shabbos, not essential. Yet, that's his Amr Lezi, Murei Tzibur Yochi, Yoshiocha, so it's a typo. Shouldn't be Mayor of Shabbos, should be Mutsuri Shabbos. Good after Shabbos, it's over. Yet, nonetheless, if Dachim has a Shabbos, they do push aside Shabbos, right? So they push aside Shabbos, so therefore, certainly, if they push aside Shabbos, so certainly the machshirin of the mitzvah should push aside Shabbos. I don't know if it's a certainly, but just like they push aside Shabbos, even though we don't have the Shabbos, so too the preparations for Shechita should push aside Shabbos, even though they could have been done before Shabbos. Same idea. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva responded, no. Mali Machshir Shechita Livne Shechita. Oh, first the Rabbi Lezer speaking. Mali Machshir Shechita Livne Shechita. Mali Machshir Shechita Lacher Shechita. What's it to make of the periphery of before Shechita? Know why the periphery of Shechita, putting the fats on the Mizbeach after Shechita, pushes aside Shabbos? Shechita Shechita Shabbos, because the entree was already achieved. You already put your foot in the door by doing Shechita being Deich Shabbos, right? Yitchu Machshire Shechita Lifnei Shechita. This is a Kavaldaga Achroinish Shesvara. Something you would expect from a 19th century Litvak. He says, once the door is open and you were Deich Shabbos and the sacrifice of the Korban, so then you can drive a tank through it, right? And can even be Mati the Machshirim, which come afterwards, Yimurei Tzibur. But before the mitzvah is done, before the door is opened, right? Before you were doing Shabbos in the Shechita, Machshir and Shechita have no door in which to enter. The door is still sealed shut. So therefore, you cannot do them on Shabbos. You have to do them before Shabbos. Let's see the inside. The preparations of Shechita after Shechita. Shechita is a Shabbos that come after Shechita, which opened the door. Yitchu machshive shchita livne shchita. You want the preparation shchita before shchita. Shadayin lo dachsa shchita Shabbos before shchita b'shar Shabbos. You want them to push that Shabbos well? Nuh-uh. That's one interpretation. And the night's lom de shua. That's Lithuanian interpretation. Now comes the Hungarian interpretation. Dovrachin's chasvishua. I'd say Kiva's Hungarian. So Dovrachin. That is the interpretation. Somebody told me a great joke. Well, who told me this joke today? It's last night. Last night, the chasm. A.B. Silverstein told me this. He said, we're actually standing up next to the chuppah after we both got our kibbutzim. So he said that. He said, the hetzer to write Torah is based on Eis La'atzos La'Hashem Eferu Torah Secho. Right, because they're going to forget Torah. If you're not going to write it down, you're going to forget Torah. So that should only allow you to write Emes. Right, because only Emes is a danger of forgetting, right? What about all the Sheker which is being written? Right? All the shekel which is written, there's no heter based lasol slashem fear through sechem, because let them forget it. What do we get if you forget it? So he said the pshat is that it's mutter mimanafshach. As he said, if it's Torah, it's mutter alzeis lasol slashem fear through sechem. If it's not Torah, it's a stab shtus. So there's never was any yitzvah to write shtus. The only yitzvah was to write Torah, but the righteous is always with him before it. So that's the heter from Hungarians for. All right. Says the Gemara further. So Davrachet, Sheva Yimtza Azev Apostle. You might find the reason why I'm not going to allow Machshirim before Shchitas, because maybe the Korban will be found to be possible. Need to derech Shabbos lo Shchitas. You're going to push aside Shabbos without ever getting to a proper Shchita, right? So therefore, I'm not going to allow the Machshirim afterwards. I can allow because already there was a kosher Shchita and it's a valid Korban. The Machshirim before, how can I allow? Misafik, there might not be a kosher shchita. So gabe tinok ma'islach. So the ma'isa, ask the Gemara, by tinok, why should machshir not be doicha Shabbos? Same idea. Shemayech le tinok v'nimtza doicha Shabbos l'mila. Says Rav Akiva, I don't want machshir to be doicha Shabbos because maybe the kid's going to get sick and then he won't be able to do the bris and nimtza you're going to be doicha the Shabbos without doing a mila, right? Hey, Sivun, so they asked the kasha like this, Rabbi Akiva. Wait a minute, according to you, how far do we take it? Where is the absurd to which we take this? Well, according to you, our Rami's Be'ach Shnofa B'Shabbos. What about Mizbeach, the base of Mikdash collapsed on Shabbos? Can you rebuild it? Harein Aroy Levinos B'Shabbos is not suitable to rebuild? What's your criteria? Something which you couldn't have done before Shabbos, you are doing Shabbos. So let's say Mizbeach cracks on Shabbos. You know, if the Mizbeach cracks on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix it. So the Mizbeach cracks on Shabbos. The Shitosa should be allowed to fix it. Why? Because you couldn't have done it on Shabbos, right? The only Machshir didn't allow stuff which wasn't going to be done. You could have done on Shabbos. You couldn't have done before Shabbos. Broke on Shabbos. Furthermore, you know, once you fix it, for sure you can use it. It's not like shchit, you know, preparing for the animal. Maybe the animal will come out trefer. Maybe the boy will come out to be sick. So here it's for sure good. Says more, no. And here he gives a lumpish answer again. Say, min mizbeach roi livdos miasmo. This mizbeach, as a specific mizbeach, you couldn't have built yesterday. But the concept of building mizbeach was there yesterday. Okay? So hypothetically, you could have built the Mizbeach. By Shechita, there's no such thing. By Shechita, you can only shech the carbon of the day on the day itself. You can't shech the day before. So the concept of Shechita didn't exist yesterday vis-a-vis this carbon. But building Mizbeach existed yesterday already. So therefore, the Mizbeach breaks on Shabbos. You can't fix it because the concept was there yesterday already. Supposed to again by Shechita of the carbon.
you cannot fix it.
Right, their question was why not? It's explained because it's something which is already possible to do for Shabbos. That's true, but so what? His criterion is something which could not have been done on a weekday, and this could have been done. Not in this specific scenario, but in theory it could have been done yesterday. Suppose the shechita of a carb, which must be on the day itself. Okay? That's why Yod's not Derech Shabbos. It's Rabbi Akiva speaking. Okay? It's consistent. A simile. Hagatz Mechad. This is Rabbi Akiva himself speaking and bringing a proof to himself. Hagatz Mechad. Bring a proof like this. It should be there's a typo here, no words missing. It should be that Shechal Zion Shalo Biyudalit is a May, a person who's May Mace, and the seventh day comes out on the 14th day of 14th day of Nisan, right? So you don't sprinkle water on him. You don't pour aduma water in order to make him tor for doing making a corn pesach. Hi, why not? Harein aroy lazos b'shabbos is not suitable to do lazon shabbos. Meaning, you couldn't have done it yesterday. You have to do it today. Why? Because this is the seventh day. Yes, it was only the sixth day. But nonetheless, mina zoya ruy lazos me'asmo. Since there was a concept of sprinkling pour aduma water yesterday, so therefore we don't allow him to do it today. You don't like it, huh?
It's a variation of Neoplatonic. I was
going to quote Plato. I'm surprised. Great minds think alike. I was going to say this. I don't know Plato, but I do know Rabbi Kosher quotes Plato. One of the cases I know, he says that Plato was once walking down the street with a disciple. So he said, what do you see? So the disciple said, I see a horse. So Plato said, you're never going to be a philosopher. You might as well just drop out now. When I see a horse, I saw a Rabbi Kasher brings down Hebrew, doesn't translate well into English. Kshani roe sus, ani lo roe tasus, ani roe tasusiyut. I don't see the horse, I see the concept of horse. Right, so that's talking the same idea as corn. Right, that's what I'm sorry about. The concept existed from yesterday, even if the specific horse did not. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about, that's why it's not Derech Shabbos. Again, as opposed to Shechitas Korbonos, because Shechita of a Korban must be done today, on the self same day. There's no concept of Shechita the day before, whereas Hazoya and all these things can be done differently. Okay. I should add, there is Shechitas Korbanos on other days, but Shechitas Korban Pesach must be done specifically on the 14th day of Nisan. The concept of Shechitas Korbanos in general, that's why Korban Yochid is not Doicha Shabbos, right? Because it could have been done yesterday. Hi, you could have done yours yesterday for some reason. That doesn't make a difference. The concept was there yesterday. But the concept of Korban Pesach is specific to that day only. Okay? Also called Tzorchei Mila. You can do all the needs of Mila on Shabbos, meaning Moalim, we do the Mila, Priya, you rip open the membrane afterwards. Umotzitzim, you suck the blood. Nosu of his blood is that he put on it a plaster, a kamon, herbs. Ilosh Lamer of Shabbos, if he didn't do the grind the herbs before Shabbos, Lois, you chew them, Bashina, with your teeth. The noise that he put on the wound. Milotar of Yahim Bashemen, if you didn't mix together wine and oil, it's not clear why, what exactly the problem is, but somehow there was some way in which he did it, which was a problem. So Nesin Zelatso, you can have to with the Shinoi, that put each one independently. One cannot make a bandage which, you know, maintains the form on Shabbos. You just wrap a rag in low whiskey mare of Shabbos. And if you didn't prepare the rag for Shabbos, you can wrap it around your finger, or maybe if you can bring it from another courtyard. How do you know there's a katzer priya of ripping the membrane after the mila? Yimo, yimo, says yimo, yimo, twice. Two words. Mikan l'shtei milos, and this you learn at two milos. Achas l'mila, one is the bris itself. V'achas bin, one is ripping the membrane. Or, achas l'mila, one is for the bris itself. Achas titzim, one is for the additional flesh around where the foreskin was, which has to be cut as well. Akaduk Rabbi Kiva, dorma l'sheres rabine. That's good. Rabbi Kiva said, any excess verbiage teaches us a new aloche. Krabi Shmuel, every Krabi, like Rabbi Shmuel, Duama said, the Shoin is closing. It's synonyms. Hatera Dibra. When the Lushar is closing, it ain't Hatera Dibra. The Torah sometimes has double words. Rivso Kedaka doesn't include anything. It just includes whatever normally includes. What example is that? Halacha Lachta. Nichsof Nichsafta. Ganov Ganafta. So according to him, that the extra word doesn't have an additional indication. Mean only how does know the concept of priya of ripping the membrane? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bazir said Ozamra, because Miriam, not Miriam, Tzipora said Chasan Damila Mulos, right? The groom of blood for the Bris Mila. Mulos is plural, right? Milos. We learn the two bris milos, achas lamila v'achas priya. One is the actual cutting, the other is the ripping of the membrane. Or
Echel. One
was already done. One was done already back in Midian. The older one. This is only the younger one. So, chasad 9 milos, mikan shne milos, achas lamila v'achas priya. Or achas mila v'achas tzitzim, one for the meal and one for the excess flesh. Rav Amar Yimol Yimol. This mikan l'noilak shumo tzitzim, somebody who was born circumcised, no foreskin, should tzorek l'adim in a dam bris, he still have to take up for him the blood of covenant from the aver. You make a small incision and you extract blood. Himo yimo, or what does it teach us? Mikan l'Yisrael oresh yomo. If you have, let's say, hemophiliac, which can't get a bris milah, he can't be a moyel. A moyel's got to be somebody who himself got a bris milah. Okay? Pentuch Mar Akamo goes out saying that a goy can't be a moyel. Amar Rabbi said, Ksivit says, Vatoz brisish tishmor. He gives another source to say malacha. It says, you should watch my covenant. For this we dash it. Kosher Kayut Sebach, anybody similar to you, member of the covenant, he can preserve it, but not anybody else. Now, for this Tani, we learned Yisroel Maos Akuti, a Jew can give bris milah to a Samaritan. Wherever Kuti and a Maos Yisroel, a Goy cannot give bris milah to a Jew. They should miskaven lahar gris, shame our gris, because he does it for the purpose of his Avodah Zorah, and har gris him, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisroel, this is an amazing thing. We can sit and dash on this for hours. We only have 5 more minutes, though. Amrei Yisrael says, we're not going to dash in 5 minutes. Yichon matzinon, shemila tzricha kavana. Mila doesn't require kavana. It's cut. Chop, chop. That's all. So therefore, yehi ma'al v'aruch l'shem ha'agrizan at shetetzi nafsho. Let him be ma'al for the purpose of his own until he kicks the bucket. The bottom line is, did you get a cut? You got cut. That's fine. Has to be by Yisroel, cut by Yisroel. We said it has to be somebody who's Yisroel. There's quite the pain that Kutim are still Yisroel. But even the purpose of Avodah Zorah, it got cut, God could have been. Right, it's like the Beis Halevi says the mitzvah is that you should be mol, not to be mal. Right, that's what I was thinking. That the mitzvah is to have a bris milah, not to do the cutting ceremony. So as long as you have a bris milah done by Yisrael, even if it was done for Avodah Zorah purposes, perhaps you can link the two, right? That's the way it works. Okay, Amoshuch lo yimo. Now, this is I don't know exactly how this works. This is somebody who doesn't have a real foreskin, but he has like an artificial foreskin. You know, like in the old days with by the Hellenists, they used to, even though they had a bris milah, they used to later on when they wanted to compete in sports competitions, they used to somehow pull up the skin so it looked like a foreskin.
So that he would look like a girl.
Did they show how he did it in the movie? Okay. So you might think he should get another bris milah, right? Because he looks like he has a foreskin now. So says the Gemara, no. Shelo yavli de sakona, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because it's dangerous. You can damage your aver and make yourself impotent and possible a call. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, there are many people who obviously because of the Roman occupation became Meshuchin, and when Ben Koziba Bar Kochba came along, they got Bris Milas again, and they survived. I think Choyu here means not just they survived, but they healed, it means, right? For little body and bonus, and they gave birth to sons and daughters. So that means it's not a problem. Be that as it may, regardless, by Mashal, some of you did do this, who did draw back the foreskin, so to speak. Visha Nola Molar, somebody was born with a bris milah. The Gershon is Gaiuk Shemo, or a Ger who converted when he had a bris milah already. In other words, he was an Arab or somebody who had circumcised the Ger. So, as a goy, Sorachati Menu Dam Bris, you have to prick him and get out the blood of circumcision. Tani and Rabbi Shimon and Lazar, Lonel Rubesham, Missa Nola Mol, Shatif Menu Dam Bris. Everybody agrees if a child was born Mol with a bris milah, in other words, without foreskin, you have to have tafas dam. Because it really has an orla, it's just absorbed into the flesh. Aman elugul machlokas only out is gair mol, where he got was gair and he already had a true circumcision. Shami says you must take out from blood of the covenant. You don't have to. Now, I think it's all a question on the Raisa, because the Rabbanon we for sure baskin even no matter what you have to take down bris. So I think there's only machlokas by the Raisa, not by the Rabbanon. Of a kid who was born without an orla, and he said that Tavis Dambri should push off Shabbos. Why? Mean the Tzinin's determination of a pusher that it's an absorbed orla, right? An ingrown orla, Hadam Orel Borrow. So you see, it's a clear cut orel. The Dachan of Shabbos and his at Tavas Dam Brish and push off Shabbos. And Vomar Eidach is a Shabbos. It doesn't push off Shabbos. It's a Chlati Menu Dam Brish. It's really backwards. Although you have to do at Tavas Dam Brish, it's not really a Bris Milah and therefore it doesn't push aside Shabbos. Now here's a very famous Gemara, a very controversial Gemara. Rabbi Adar Bar Ava Yisiyahu Lechad Bar. Rabbi Adar Bar Ava had a kid who was like this who was born. It should be key, not B. When he was feeling around to try and do the bris milah to find an orla, mis, the kid died. Okay, which shows you never be too careful. That's only one version of the story. Rabbi Yovner, he did a bris milah, nasib to daka, but in the process, he messed up the testicles. He signed it up, so he fasted umes in order that the kid should die, and the kid died. Rabban the Kisorin said, Morin Khrushchevka Nasa. No, the first one is he messed up the aver itself. The second one is he messed up the testicles. He signed a umes, and then he tafasted and he died. So here you see Lamaisa, this is a brought down, I think, by the Ran and Dorn. You can daven for somebody to die even though you can't kill him outright. Because here he fasted that the kid should die. You know why they shouldn't go through life suffering. Okay? Back to the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan bar Mori boy, this Avi Lamaton, Malach Zorvelosay Milamalon. This is talking about where the wine and oil got mixed up only in the bottom, not on top. Right? So can you continue mixing? Or was you mix it partially, but not fully? Can you continue mixing the wine, oil, and Shabbos? It's left through the shinui and put them on separately, and the Gemara doesn't answer. Okay, let's just get to Amar Alf. Marchitzas Kotzen Lifnei Milah. You can wash a quick child before Bris Milah. Ulachem in hot water. Ulachem Milah, and after Bris Milah as well. Mazavlo Bilad, you can sprinkle on him the hot water with your hand. Avlo became out of the vessel. You can even wash him not just on the day of the Bris Milah, very famous, but even on the third day, which comes out on Shabbos. Shnamet says, the third day you have great pain. Sofik, girl or boy. Or, no, Rashi says, the Perek Kormei says, Suffolk, if it was born after 8 months and it's truly stillborn, a Suffolk born after 9 months and it's a term baby, Eim Chalav the Shabbos Kem, Mil Chalav Shabbos the Bris Mila. Rabbeinu Matir Ben Andreinus, Rabbeinu says, and Andreinus can't be Chalav Shabbos, so you don't know if, it's, if he has both male and female genitals. Rabbeinu Matir Ben Andreinus, here says, Andreinus is Matir Bris Mila Shabbos. On Athena, we learn Machitzas Kot, you can watch not just the mokum of the Mila itself, but rather you can watch the entire child. Okay? And we'll come back to how we know that tomorrow.
Is that what Rabbi Shmuel, is that the, and probably also, the fact that Tom repeats itself is like no big deal?
No, I think it is, but I don't know. Not in Shabbos, so I think it's elsewhere in the Bavli. But I'm pretty sure the Rabbi Tarek Lashem Be'Adam is there. Yeah,
that for sure.
Yeah, I think it is in this context too.